Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
The Lawn at Love Luck is now open, which is a Saffron Turney Hospitality beer garden in Love Park.
Well, I don't think I need to wish you luck or love. You have it all. Love, luck.
COVID halted construction on their new restaurant, which will be in the former Welcome Center in Love Park. That'll be coming soon.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in Love Park with Marcy Turney of Saffron Turney Hospitality. And we are here in this beautifully landscaped area right next to a big green truck, Love Luck Philly. And you are finally set up and ready to go in the middle of the heat of the summer.
We are. We're here in Love Park. It's called the Lawn at Love Luck. So Love Luck will be in the Welcome Center, the big round glass spaceship building. We'll start that project back up probably in the fall. So during the summer, Parks and Rec came to us and they said, would you ladies want to do a pop-up here in Love Park? And we're committed to this park. And we said, absolutely. And if you knew of this space, it really needed some love and some help.
A little love, a little luck.
Exactly. A little bit of all that. So we brought groundswell in. And they brought, you know, like 20 trees, all these plants. We have wood chips, stumps. It's really like, you know, kind of that nature vibe, campground kind of feel. We have a full bar, and we drove up this 27-foot food truck onto the park. So we have a bunch of good things to eat as well.
So, you know, COVID has really been difficult for the construction industry, for the restaurant, staffing, you know, for all kinds of things. So I understand you had some hiccups getting this pop-up open.
Yeah, we had a couple different projects we were trying to work on, and we had to kind of abandon one of them, and we'll go back to that, because we needed to get this open because groundswell was moving. We were having some issues with picnic tables, with barrels, everything in the market. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, it's hard to buy product right now. Wood is expensive. And so we needed to really get this open and get going with this because we put a lot of money into this project.
So does groundswell just have like huge warehouses of all their stuff that they have, that they move around the city all the time?
I wish they did. They do not. But, you know, they have a really good system. They know exactly, you know, you're going to get these barrels, these big oil drums. They bring an artist in to do a painting on them. And that's how you're going to hang these lights with these, like, thick plumber's pipe. Yeah. So it was interesting to see the whole process. So they were doing that, and it was awesome. I mean, just all the plants that they brought in here.
It's very deceiving because there's plants in these drums, but, like, they're not trees. And there's a pole.
Yeah, it's deceiving. But getting like all the lights in here, getting the stereo system in here, all these Adirondack chairs, there's like all these little nooks of cute little seating areas. So it's really a cool space. I know it's hot out, but come on out and see us. We've got our number one sellers, our watermelon mint margarita, and we've got awesome things on the food truck too.
Yeah, tell me about the food. And is this representative of what's going to go into the former visitor center?
So what we're serving up here, it's not representative of what's going to be at Love Luck at the Welcome Center. You know, this is a pop-up. We're doing it on a food truck. So it's stuff that's really quick and easy to make. But we have a nice Asian cucumber salad that's super crisp and cold with watermelon and sesame and ginger and tamari. We've got zucchini baba ganoush with some warm pita. And then we have things like smoked chicken taquitos, old school taco nachos, you know, your love burger, your Beyond Burger, a chicken sandwich. So we have a mix of like a bunch of different, you know, finger food stuff that you can share.
I love the area here. You've got your lawn is fenced in, but you can have dinner and then go jump in the fountain.
Yeah, I mean, it's great because parents are bringing their children here to the fountain to cool off. And we're trying to figure out, you know, if we should put one of these codes over there and do some sales of food over there because the parents are with their children. They don't want to leave them, but they might want a sandwich. So we're talking about that. But it's such a great place. Our daughter comes. There's two sandboxes here, so it's kid friendly. We bring Harlow here and she will play in that sandbox for like 3 hours. I'm like, it's great. Yep. I sit in an Adirondack chair, have a watermelon margarita.
Now that you're a parent, you know the plight of like, you can't like go around the fence.
During COVID, we were going to some kind of park and they had some beverages and snacks. And I'm like, this is perfect. I'm like, we need to incorporate this into the lawn, like for that Saturday, Sunday, because we're open. We open Saturday, Sunday at 12 noon. So it's perfect to come here with your children, go around there. There's two different sandboxes, get an Adirondack chair and they can play and you can enjoy and have a couple beers or margaritas.
How old is Harlow now?
She's going to be 3 in September.
So how has having Harlow, like, how has becoming a parent influenced your design and how you think about eating out?
I mean, for us, Harlow, I mean, for this outdoor, anything outdoor, you know, parents want something to do with their child. So if you have the space, we always kind of will incorporate some little thing in there, especially if you're open early on a weekend. But then we also, you know, we're all these offices are around and we keep hearing that everyone's coming back. So we're excited about just people coming out after work and having a drink. Once you see all your workmates, you know, come and have a drink. So having Harlow isn't, I mean, she's good when she goes out, but I also like to go out without her.
So basically you're like a regular parent.
Yeah, I'm a regular parent now. Yeah, you want your days off as well, right?
Exactly. What's it like these days in the city? Because everybody knows Valerie Saffron and Marcy Cherney basically own 13th Street, and it's been dead. I mean, it has been difficult for COVID for everybody. How is it now? Are things coming back? Are you noticing any glimmers of life?
Yeah, I mean, the restaurants are busy. It's not a matter of people not coming out to dine. It's a matter of staffing, and it's across the restaurant industry. It's my brother just flew to Wisconsin, and he got stuck because the airline, they were understaffed. Like, it's every industry that I keep talking to. We just bought a house outside the city. We can't get the lawn mowed, you know? And I'm like, this is insane. It's affecting everybody. So I see the glimmer, I think, at the end of the month, hopefully, people are out and looking for jobs and ready to come back to work. Everyone should be vaccinated, right? And I see the glimmer of hope. We're busy. We just need staff. That's what's tough.
Yeah. So what's the future of the restaurant, Love Luck Philly? This is, what do you call it, Love Luck the truck?
Well,
Love Luck the truck.
We just put our chicken visor in there to keep it cool today. We were calling it the green bean machine because we painted it green. But this whole pop-up is called the Lawn at Love Luck. So we're on the lawn that's right in front of the Welcome Center, the big round glass building. We'll be opening a restaurant called Love Luck there. Inside was designed by Kate from Row Creative. Mid-century modern. I mean, this building is like totally mid-century modern. We're honoring that. I'm super excited.
Will like the restaurant extend onto the lawn?
The restaurant will not extend onto the lawn. The restaurant is inside. We seat about 55 people. We also have seating all the way around the railing. There's a lot of space up there, so that's going to be perfect seating to look over the park. We also will have an outdoor area that has an outdoor bar and an outdoor, not a food truck, but a container that has a kitchen doing a different menu over there.
And so what will become of this space, the lawn?
Yeah, we're still talking with the city. I mean, I think they're really happy with what we brought. I joke around, we need to do the lodge at Love Luck in the fall and winter months. But they have Christmas Village come in, so we'll see what they, you know. Of course, we're open to anything.
Nice.
And anything that is really, you know, making this park better. We're really invested in this park.
So this is not the footprint of Christmas Village? This is separate?
So usually Christmas Village is down there, but there is a large tent with, I think, the German ornaments that takes up a good part of this. So some of this will have to get moved, and we're trying to figure out. There's actually a parking garage underneath. So these trees, you can see how they're mounded up. They're in cages, so they're going to be removed. And we'll put them in planters and put them over there in our area, keep them going, and incorporate that in our outdoor area, unless the park wants to keep it, just like it is.
She's putting it out there.
Putting it out there, everybody.
Okay, so the big green machine is a very heavy truck. So you had some logistical stuff.
Yeah, it's just difficult because you're in a city. This park is over a parking garage, so there's different areas and different weight limits. And so trying to get this, we kind of had this idea, and it just, everything took time. And where can we drive this truck onto without it, you know, safely, without it crashing through? Where can we plant trees? Oh, we can't plant trees, so they're kind of balled up and in a cage. So there's different issues we had to figure out, but we did. It all worked out.
And so this will be open until when?
So we are going to stay open until the end of October, and I'm super excited. Like, I think we're going to do some kind of Oktoberfest event here, so we're kind of thinking of some events as well, but I'm excited. Like, to think of, like right now, the sun has gone down, and it's cool here. There's a breeze that comes down the parkway.
The lights are on.
Yeah, as soon as that sun goes down at like 5 o'clock, it is like awesome. It's, you know, it's not hot. You have the breeze that comes. So I'm excited.
Yeah, you got a little bit of shading from the
trees. Yeah, there's shading. And once it goes down, it's like, it's just that, you know, that hot sun. But we have umbrellas and, yeah, some trees that'll shade you in the daytime.
So what's been your favorite part about Love Luck, the lawn? What's been your favorite part about the lawn at Love Luck, and what's been the biggest obstacle? Let's start with the obstacle.
The obstacle? The obstacle's been just, you know, the heat, the rain. You can see some of the areas, just drainage issues. That's pretty much it. It's, you know, that's it. It's like, when the weather's beautiful, this is going to be, like, so incredible.
Like springy.
Oh my gosh, like my favorite
fall.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll get back there and I'll flip some burgers. I got no problem.
Right, heat won't bother you then.
No, it's actually, there's like a nice breeze that comes through the back of the truck.
So what's been the best part of it?
The best part is just seeing the park look this way, and just people coming up to us, and just people actually up in the windows, up in the office buildings up here. They would keep coming down as it was getting built, and you'd see little things, and they're like, "We have been watching this get built from up above. We're so excited, blah, 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 blah." So we're like, we can't wait till all the office people are back and just come on over and, you know, have a drink after work. A little bite to eat.
Philadelphia is getting more and more beer gardens, it seems like.
Yeah.
You got, you know, one that moved across, Uptown's across the street. You got, I mean, this is, for a couple of years now, it's been building.
Yeah, I think it's great just to, I think it's great for the city to see that too, to let these restaurateurs come in and do these different pop-ups in the park areas. It's families, and it's for everybody. It's for, you know, the moms and dads that are over here with the kids at the fountain. They come over. It's for the people up in the business, you know, area, and it's for the Philadelphians. So everyone should come out.
What's next on the horizon for Saffron Turney Hospitality?
A little break. A little break. We had to cancel our vacation because it fell on the opening of this. So we're going to go get away somewhere. I don't know where yet. And we have another project that we had to hold off. That is a to be determined, but it's in one of our spaces on 13th. And it's ready to go. We were doing all the research and development recipes. And then we just, because of staffing issues, we just kind of said, we'll come back to that one. Let's go do Love Luck. So, yeah. Yep.
So if it wasn't for COVID, this would be a restaurant already.
If it wasn't for COVID, that would be a restaurant. It's so crazy. If it was for COVID, a lot of things would be different. But, yeah. But yeah, that'd be a restaurant probably right now. We'd probably be opening right around now, that versus this, which is crazy.
So how much time will that take, do you think?
Well, the city has done the work up until now, and it's beautiful, just the railings and the glass and everything. I think it would take probably about 4 months to build out from where it is right now.
Whenever you can get the staff for the construction or the...
Yeah, we had, all the plans were done. We went through the city, we have all the approvals, everything, and then COVID happened. We'll see.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
That's the way it goes.
You've been through it all.
Yeah, we have been through it all.
Yeah.
And we may need to go back to the drawing board and make some changes. Everything has changed. Everything's more expensive. Every industry needs staffing, so everything costs more. So we'll see. We'll make it work.
So what are some of the COVID protocols that you think are going to be like just part of restaurant life that is going to be like, you know, pre-2019 and post-2019?
COVID protocols.
Or just like restaurant culture.
I mean, just, I think restaurant protocols, I mean, just all the sanitation is still, people still, we have someone that comes around, sanitizes the table behind you. I think that will live on for a while. And it has just changed the staffing of restaurants, you know.
People, you need more, but there's also less people available.
Right, there's less people available. I know a lot of people that have changed jobs and got out of this business. And I was someone, I went to school for design and then I fell into the restaurant business. My grandparents were restaurateurs. I love it. I love the craziness, the problem solving, the on your feet. And that's not everybody, you know. Through COVID, we did, at Hamanera, we did Salty's, a seafood pop-up. We turned it into a Greek restaurant. I kind of love that. Like, what can we do? How are we gonna do it? What does everybody want? They want meals to go. They want meals to heat up at home. So I love stuff like that. That's not everybody, you know?
You think that's here to stay, the to-go meals?
You know what? To-go, I thought to-go was going to die down, and it has not died down yet. We never did to-go at Barbuzzo because we couldn't handle it. And now it's a good portion of the sales. Plus, all these restaurants have these streeteries outside. So some restaurants, it just depends on where you are, if you have, you know, a good to-go business and these streeteries, you have more seating than you did before. But you need people, you need staff, you know, to make it all work.
That's the number one issue, isn't
That's
it?
That's the number one issue is staffing, yeah.
Well, I don't think I need to wish you luck or love. You have it all. Love, luck. Marcy, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was good to see you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.